brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tell you the best part about this broadcast, and I apologize to all the callers I haven't gotten to. If you call back in tomorrow, I'll put you in the front of the line. Thomas, Shane, Kim, Marion, Fred, God bless you. I don't take it for granted. We just got behind, haven't gotten to you. So we'll go ahead and let those callers go. The best part about getting to do this show is to talk to people like Vonnie Hari, the food babe, because it's all these incredible people across the political spectrum worldwide that are changing the world for the better. And showing the power of the individual. And so we've got 4 minutes left now in the segment. Go ahead and talk about your new initiative and what you're most excited about. Go ahead.
Yeah, today, this morning, I just launched, actually at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, a new petition to hold Subway accountable for the hypocrisy and double standards and their exploitation of North Americans. They're using an ingredient called called azodicarbonamide. It's the same thing in plastic, foamed plastic yoga mats, shoe soles, your synthetic leather, and this is an ingredient they're using in every single one of their Subway rolls here in America, but not overseas, not in the UK, not in Europe, not in Australia, because they've all deemed this ingredient to be linked to asthma, allergies. It causes lung issues. When a big truck carrying this chemical overturned in 2001 in Chicago, everybody within a half-mile radius had to be evacuated because they were getting, like, burning eyes and things like that from this chemical. And this is in their bread. And they call this eating fresh. And I felt like with the wake of Michelle Obama's endorsement of Subway saying it's healthy for kids to eat there, that they meet the highest nutritional standard, I had to share the truth in a really big way on the blog. And so I created a video. I started my own petition site, foodbabe.com/Subway is how you can find it, foodbabe.com/Subway. And you can also find all the movement on #NoWaySubway. And I'd like the whole entire listening area to please sign the petition, join me. And
absolutely. We'll put out a tweet saying, get the deadly plastic out of your bread, Subway, and then the hashtag. That is so key.
Thank you so much. Yeah, get this deadly chemical out of your bread. At Subway is their Twitter handle. And then you can do #NoWaySubway and then put a link to the petition, foodbabe.com/Subway.
This is so scary, though. You're taking action and actually getting them to do things. It's scary.
Yeah, within just a few hours, we have over 11,000 signatures. So this is something that has really energized people. This is the fastest I've seen any food petition move in one day. I really think we have the opportunity to hold Subway accountable here, especially before they start advertising like crazy for the Olympics and having all of these Olympic stars push their food, which, you know, is linked to lung issues. It doesn't make a lot of sense for athletes to really, you know, side with a sandwich.
And by the way, earlier in the hour you were pointing out this is banned all over the world, this chemical, so the bread stays fresh. Yeah, it's plastic. I mean, that is simply amazing. Just like when the FDA said melamine was okay for our kids in the baby formula, the Chinese government executed people. Why is America, in closing, in your view, such a dumping ground for everything that's illegal everywhere else, and then we have the highest cancer rates and wonder why?
It's because the food corporations are running our food supply, not the government and not us.
So we have to vote with our dollars and our action, and we have to basically force them out, and that's starting to happen.
Yes.
Right. You got Kraft to take the garbage out. You've got the Cheerios is taking the garbage out. I mean, there's so much happening thanks to you and other consumers.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to meet you and to talk to all of your listeners.
Oh, I want to get monthly updates with the Food Babe, foodbabe.com, foodbabe.com. Thank you so much, Ms. Hari. Again, I'm Alex Jones signing off for this transmission. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, Central, prisonplanet.tv. We're fighting the construction of the prison planet with the spirit of 1776.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We have got such a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Professional sports, more and more, has become little more than a government and corporate propaganda arm right out of the Running Man, or in reality, Roman gladiatorial events. And coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour, the Fix Is In author, the showbiz manipulation of the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NASCAR. And we're going to be talking about, did he see any signs of any type of fraud or corruption or rigging of the game in the Super Bowl two nights ago? So that's coming up today. And then we also on the transmission are going to have the Food Babe on the broadcast, and she's had a big effect helping get things labeled in grocery stores and other events. And so she's going to be joining us coming up for the full third hour today via video Skype for TV viewers / audio for radio listeners. Okay, I've got so much to cover today. But in the last segment, if you just joined us, I began to get into the bombshell news, because it ties into the NSA, and it ties into the TSA, and it ties into our entire culture. The internet, the real revolution against privacy and what that means. The Daily Mail is now reporting that star members of the Seattle Seahawks are now openly and publicly admitting. They're now publicly and openly admitting that they had broken Peyton Manning's codes. And so they knew what he was going to be doing before he did it, and that's how they completely dominated. Now, I'm no sports expert, but I have followed it in my life. I did grow up in Dallas, Texas, and was completely immersed in football until I was about 20. And back in the day, cracking someone's hand signs and then winning a game off of that was considered bad sportsmanlike conduct and basically cheating. Teams have always tried to figure it out, so you try to hide that information. And you try to learn what the team's going to do by how they line up and how they behave. But this shows how they won. And when the Patriots years ago got caught going and spying on practices and spying on the plays and basically getting the playbook, they ended up getting censured and getting in a bunch of trouble and were considered to be cheats. Remember that? Am I the only one that remembers that a few years ago? Was that 5, 6, 7 years ago? Time flies. Guys, look it up. When was the cheating scandal with the Patriots? We didn't really need to cheat. They were such a great team. I don't even follow football, and I knew that. They would dominate. But this is cheating. It was 2007, so it was 5, 6 years ago. 2007 National Football League videotaping controversy, which was considered to be cheating. Now, regardless of what you think, it should be about the prowess of the teams, how hard they play, their skill, not about knowing what the other guys are doing, tapping their phone lights, or having moles inside their field houses. But that goes on, and it's dirty. People say, well, you got to do whatever you do to win. Well, how about you just drug the other team with sleeping pills then? The point is, that, and I wasn't rooting for the Seahawks or the Broncos. Let's get that clear. I societally, as a phenomenon, the police state, the snipers, the checkpoints, the $1,700 nosebleed tickets, $10,000, you know, for good tickets, the tax exemption of the NFL running Scientology ads. And I'm not attacking Scientology. I stay out of it. But the point is they're running Scientology ads but won't let people run a Christian ad or a pro-gun ad that doesn't even show guns about the right of a man to protect his family, Daniel Defense. And they'll kick people off the show. Off the Monday night football for criticizing Obama on Fox News, Hank Williams Jr., and then put Obama in his place on the Monday night football. And it's come out that Obama had given the football players positive tweets about Obamacare to put out before, during, and after the game. I mean, this is immersion in total and complete, absolute, over the chart, off the chart, over the top propaganda. Daily Caller reports White House wrote pro-Obama tweets for NFL players to parrot. I mean, this is a rigged system, just like a casino is rigged on record. You may like going in there and playing a rigged game. I don't. There's a lot of real risk-taking I can take in life for telling the truth and standing up to bullies and taking action and in business. That's where I take my risk, and I enjoy it. Not in rigged scams where I'm a chump walking in the door. So that's why I'm bringing this up here today, is because the fix is in at so many levels. And they now admit, Seahawks star Richard Sherman says, that cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code during the Super Bowl so they were able to predict every play. Controversial quarterback Richard Sherman said that he and the other defenders were able to crack the code on Manning's hand signals, said they figured out which plays were which with hand motions during the first quarter of the Super Bowl. Sherman equated the game to a mental match, saying they were playing chess, not checkers, on the field on Sunday. Seattle won 43-8 in a surprisingly low-scoring game for the Broncos. And it shows how corrupt our society is, that they don't even like to use the code words, blue 42 or whatever anymore, because they know that stuff gets stolen every time before the game. So then they have to meet hours before the game and go over new hand signals so that the other side isn't getting it. And I guess it does take to the level of literal war that this type of stuff's going on. So here's my point. Regardless of whether you think the Seahawks cheated, and they're hiding it in plain view, just admitting they did this, that's how arrogant and corrupt things have gotten. Regardless of what your view is about that, that's why we don't live in glass houses. That's why we have privacy. That's why we have encoding and encryption on our email. That's why you pull your blinds down at night, especially if you live in a high rise. That's why you lock your doors. It's because you do certain precautions to up your level of security and safety and privacy. And the basic instinct of a bird is to try to roost in a nest behind some leaves or in a hollow of a tree. Why? For security. And if you don't have privacy, you have no security. They've sold this equation of no privacy equals security. That's 2 + 2 = 1,000. It's pure bull. No. No security equals tyranny. Just like Peyton Manning didn't have his hand sign secret to his team, so they lost the game. And the people got a terrible game that was a shutout, basically, because of cheating. Like a Don King fight, where the guys walk out, one guy's been told to fall at the beginning of the third. So he lets the other guy kind of beat him up. The other guy isn't too mean because he knows it's staged. They act like it's a boxing match. And every one of them's totally rigged on record. And so now people don't watch professional boxing because they know it's rigged. And you ruin the sport. Same deal. Just like you ruin a free market by having a rigged economy with insiders that are exempt from the regulations and things they foist upon the people. So that is the lesson of Super Bowl 48 and how it was stolen, not by skill, not by prowess, not by focus, not by who worked out the hardest. No, it was stolen because they cracked the hand signs. And so the game wasn't about who was the strongest or who could catch the best or who had the best pass routes down, who had the best linebackers, who had the best offensive or defensive linemen, or who had the best quarterback. It was about who could cheat, basically. Well, if Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, with their divisions on Wall Street, create super fast trading algorithms where they hook computers directly into the stock market of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and siphon off a couple billion a day, rigging the whole thing, it starts really discrediting the stock market. And then when they take $40-something trillion the last 6 years, 7 years since 2008, and pump it directly into the stock market, and it goes up to 16,000, 17,000, 18,000. I mean, of course it's going to do that because you're putting fiat money into the only bubble that's left. And you're like, well, let us live by bubbles. That's all we've got. Hey, I hear you. I don't want it to pop. The problem is it gives the insiders who are in control of the bubble first dibs on the money, insider trading, insider knowledge on trillions of dollars a month. Meanwhile, they'll arrest Martha Stewart over stuff that clearly wasn't illegal. They'll try to put the owner of the Dallas Mavericks in jail because he criticizes Bush. Obama is now, you know, arresting filmmakers that criticize him with the Justice Department that ran Fast and Furious. This is what it's like to live in a mafia system. And this is why you do not want to have crony capitalist monopoly insider systems, because they wreck competition, they wreck markets. General Electric, for 6 years, has gotten hundreds of waivers on their power plants to run dirty, while their competition isn't even allowed to run completely clean. And the response is a doubling of energy prices the last 5.5-6 years in the United States on average. A doubling in your electricity. And for the select groups that get to turn their plants up full blast and their competition gets mothballed or fined, as Obama said, you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. He means he'll bankrupt who isn't part of his gang, General Electric, that the last 4 years, guess how much General Electric paid in the last 4 years in taxes? Zero. 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 And the head of General Electric ran Obama's economic council, and he lobbied to raise your taxes if you made over $125,000 a year. A couple quarter mil. Because he's a bastard. He's a piece of trash. He wants that money and banker bailout money that General Electric wanted, just like Warren Buffett. You want to know why I dislike Warren Buffett, that gangster trash? It's because they're running my life. They're the ones taxing me. They're the ones shutting down my economy. They're the ones squeezing poor people. They're our enemies. They've got the inside codes. They got the NSA data. the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Wave feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployments without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployment, deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Bottom line, folks, your data is valuable. Your privacy is key. And if you don't have your privacy, you're not free. You're a slave. Notice government wants more privacy than ever. It's come out that Congress has secret slush funds they live lavish lifestyles with, and that they've exempted themselves from almost every law. Well, that's how this works. That's how the globalists operate. That's what they do. And it's so elementary that they have just trained us to put up with anything and everything in this country. And now, as I told you a decade ago, it's mainstream news. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, for that matter, anybody that has hundreds of millions of people visiting them, are able to predict the future with almost 100% precision, to the point of Amazon now is testing and successfully doing it for a month, shipping packages, packaging them, preparing them, and even shipping them before you order, off of how your mouse moves over things, off your whole database history. They buy these NSA databases. That's the big dirty secret, is the whole internet has been built and set up and designed and readied to read your mind. And then if they can read your mind and predict what you're going to do, they can then put stimuli in to manipulate what you're going to do. And that has a name. It's called mind control, the end of free will. I mean, is it fun to be in a world where everything's rigged? Is it fun to watch a football game that's 40-something to 8 because they know what the other team's about to do and are able to basically cheat? I would not want to play a card game if I knew what cards my friends were going to be getting. I like to play cards when I have time. Poker, you name it. I'll play Uno with my kids, go fish, you name it. War, solitaire. Would you play a game if you knew the outcome? Would you get married if you knew the outcome? Would you have kids if you knew there was a predisposition that down the road you might have some type of physical problem? Or if they won't tell you that it's also what's in the environment that triggers that, they lie to you and say, oh, don't have kids now because you've got a 30% chance you're going to end up having a child that has some type of genetic disorder. And then now you're in the brave new world of picking and choosing the babies, but not even for a better race, quote, unquote. No. Now social engineering, piggybacking into all the technology, genetic, electronic, digital, the systems of control to end free will so a bunch of globalist technocrats can literally play God. And so that's why I saw that article this morning about the Seahawks cracking Peyton Manning's code. You notice they said they did it right at the start of the game because it's considered cheating if you break it before. So they went, oh, we broke it right at the beginning. Yeah, sure you did. And they're saying that because they know it's going to come out later. So I guarantee you their coaches told them, don't be like the Patriots that lied about it. Get out front of it. See, I know how these propaganda operations work because I've watched it so many times. They just hide it in plain view. And they've gotten away with so much. In New York State, they're saying it's the law to take flu shots now on top of another 15 shots or so they claim are law and mandated to be in school. There's no law to take any of those vaccines. There's a waiver. But the law just says they'd like you to sign a waiver with the health department. It's the same in all 50 states. That you're not going to get the vaccine and, quote, understand the dangers. Then they use that as a database of people to persecute who are not inoculated. But nevertheless, Rick Perry said 9 years ago, it's the law, you've got to take Gardasil shots, or 8 years ago. There was no law, we pointed that out, the hoax imploded. Mexico's an authoritarian state, they actually passed a law saying all girls have to take it. And it'll come out later, most of them are sterilized. And the average yuppie will go, there's too many people. But you're sterilized too, dummy. It's done covertly. And if a government can do that covertly and lie and say it's the law, you think there's not other stuff going on? They're lying about flu shots. They're lying about Gardasil shots for human papillomavirus. They're lying. Oh, by the way, they didn't tell you. If you're infected with one of the known 8,000 strains of human papillomavirus, that it actually reduces a whole group of common cancers down to almost nothing, that it's a natural inoculation, warts in the environment to viral cancer. That, those studies have been out for 70 years, but it's conclusive now. That's why people that take the Gardasil shot, massive cancer increases. Their ovaries basically melt as well. But hey, if you like endometriosis, if you like your ovaries shutting down, if you like your body eating itself, if you like...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go over some of those stories in a moment and then give the phone number out on the next subject I'm about to cover. I want to get your take on it. We're going to cover the move for total open borders and what Sotomayor says labeling illegal immigrants criminals is insulting. Well, if I go illegally to Mexico, they're going to knock my teeth out and rob me. So, I mean, America's hospitality is really being abused. This woman wants to ban guns, and she knows once enough illegals are here, they almost all vote to take the guns, and I'll be her slave. And I'm not your slave yet, you disgusting pig, you anti-government maggot. That's what she is. She's an anti-republic maggot. She's against our form of government. They're the anti-government people that want to overthrow the law and exempt themselves from it. Dianne Feinstein, Michael Moore are all maggot pigs. And I'm sick of these soft scum living off taxpayers while they have armed bodyguards. This pig has them. And she says you don't have a right to keep and bear arms. And they will get enough Supreme Court justices to take our guns and start the Civil War. That's their dream. Now, I'm going to tie this in, what I'm about to do, into a big stack of key news stories that are going to blow your mind. But first off, we are listener supported. And if you'll vote with your dollars and buy the high quality products that we offer at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, it will allow us to continue our operation and expand it. And it's a big nut to crack to have, I don't know, 7 writers, 5 reporters, crew, all of it. We've got 48 people working here, and I'd like to expand that and get a few more reporters. And we can do that if you buy the products. Plus, these are great products. In fact, if you're a TV viewer watching right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a radio listener, I will basically chronicle and give you a play-by-play. I'm looking at a big, delicious, steaming cup right here of Southern Mexican High Mountain Arabica, totally organic, out of incredible volcanic soil. I first drank coffee, organic coffee, I don't know, it was like 15 years ago, really, from Southern Mexico. And it was my favorite right away, but it was very hard to get it, and it was very expensive. Now co-ops have formed in the last decade as demand has increased. You can even buy similar coffee at Starbucks. It's about twice the price of ours. This is directly beyond fair trade to the farmers down there. To the point of we almost sold out of the bags we bought. We bought enough to bag 10,000. That's basically sold out. We just got another 6,000 in. That may be all we get. We may have to go to Guatemalan coffee that's almost as good right over the border, but very hard to prove it's totally organic if these 6,000 bags sell out quickly. Just to give you an idea, we're going directly to the farmers, and I'm telling you, it is amazingly good, this blend. 2 different types. One of them has this key reishi mushroom in it, known to boost immunity and really help prevent cancer. We've got 2 different brands of it, 2 different types of Wake Up America brand blend, and here it is, folks. The best coffee in the world, my opinion. Everybody says it's either their new favorite or of an incredibly good cup of coffee in their top 3 or 4 favorite types. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply go to InfoWarsStore.com. That brings you to the main shopping cart. InfoWarsLife.com brings you to our high-quality food products and supplements. We've only got 4 items, Super Mill Vitality, Fluoride Shield, and Survival Shield. It's taken me 2 years to finally be able to bring in this coffee. It took me 6 months of research and trying to get it done to bring you this True Nation Iodine and the True Fluoride Shield and the Super Male Vitality that also works for women, quite frankly, better for women. But if you want us to say it's for women, we're coming out with one for women that's a little bit different soon. But quite frankly, this works even better with women. Just look, buy it. You're at least supporting the free speech and the First Amendment and a platform of liberty. And then try it. Take the challenge to buy some Super Male Vitality. Take the challenge to, for a month, go on, you know, one package of the Survival Shield and see what happens. Take the challenge. Get the coffee and see if you just don't love it. I mean, the full-bodied, delicious, this is my favorite coffee. So I brought it to you in a win-win situation. Pro Pure, Pro One, 2.0, best filters out there, stainless steel, blows away the competition, lower price with many of their items than comparable competition. I just bring you the best water filter, 10% off promo code WATER. The Nation Iodine, I take it 3 times a day, probably double what the FDA says. I don't recommend you do that. Talk to your physician. I went through detox the first month. Now it just gets better and better. I can't believe how wonderful Dr. Group is. I mean, I'm not into guys, but I just want to hug him. You know what I mean, he is a Green Beret. That's the crazy part. He's like a super nice, peacenik guy. He's like a Green Beret. I didn't even know that till I heard about it from somebody else. The point is, it was after they called him Green Berets when he was in the Special Forces in the 80s in Asia. The point is he's a really neat guy. He developed this original type of Nation Iodine that nobody else has got and let us be the exclusive folks that put it out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And when you shop and when you support us, just like you support farmers markets or the Amish or local media, your local AM and FM stations, your local newspaper, if it's even somewhat pro-liberty, you got to subscribe. You got to support the local businesses. I will go 10 miles out of my way to buy lumber from a mom and pop, even if they're jerks, even if they have problems. I know what they're going through. I will go 10 miles out of my way to go to a mom and pop restaurant before I go in a chain. Plus, the chain restaurants suck, unless it's like a Perry Steakhouse or something. I mean, it's just chains are bad in almost every case. You're treated like an animal. Unless it's something like Ruth's Chris or something. You know, some of the steakhouses get it down perfectly, and then you know, then you want to go to the national chain. But that's only for steakhouses, folks. The point is, in my experience, or maybe Ralph Lauren clothing. I mean, I'm not even into designer stuff, but the Ralph Lauren, for whatever reason, fits me better than other stuff. I got a weird sized body, I guess. I got the upper half of like a 6'5" guy, and I'm 5'11". That's got a big upper size and, you know, small lower size, like a bulldog. This is what George Norrie calls me that. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to shop local. The system wants to extinct local barter and local economy. They want it shut down. They want it shut down. The big charities have gotten regulations passed trying to shut down small charities like United Way and the Red Cross, demonic anti-gun groups that steal almost all the money on record. The only national charity out there, and they don't pay me to say this, I've done the studies, almost 90%. It's gotten worse. It was 96% a few decades ago, but the cost and everything, bureaucracy now, it's like 89%. The Salvation Army. And I give money to the Salvation Army. Meals on Wheels, most of it actually goes to the people. My point is, you got to do research on what you support. And local is the answer. I cannot stress that enough. And now let me prove it to you, okay? Remember the story yesterday? In fact, people won't believe it. It was CNS News. It was also an AP out of Virginia. You guys pulled me that article about banning 8 kids in their own quarter-acre backyard for a 7-year-old's birthday party. I mean, I say that, and I think I'm lying. They're having to pass a law to allow birthday parties in America so the militarized zoning police don't show up. Here it is. Fox News, you can't celebrate America, school says. Students and parents at a Colorado high school are outraged after administrators turned down the request for a Spirit Week day honoring America because it might offend non-Americans. See, being American now means you pay all the taxes, all the regulations, you don't get the welfare, you're a chump. All over the nation, San Antonio last year, kids were wearing American flags, mainly Hispanic, chanting USA when they beat the other mainly Hispanic team from South Texas. It was a national story saying it was racist to chant USA. Maybe a little mindless, but that's what people chant when they think, you know, it's like hooray, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. It has nothing to do with being against USA! Hispanic
USA!
People.
USA!
Yeah, that was in a basketball game in San Antonio last year. Remember in San Francisco on Cinco de Mayo, the Hispanic kids all over the school, if they were wearing jackets with American flags or Old Navy shirts that had American flags, it turned out in several cases they weren't even wearing it because it was the week of Cinco de Mayo, and they were sent home, and it's in federal court last time I checked. In fact, let's prove it to folks. Search still about San Antonio basketball, USA chant racist. USA chant racist, San Antonio basketball. It'll come up. Here's the article I mentioned, CNS News from yesterday, in case you're a new listener, because I know this sounds crazy. Property rights bill introduced after a Virginia woman threatened with fines for kids' birthday party. 8 children with, 10-year-old girls, and some were 7, there in Bonita's backyard, and the neighbors called the police, and they came and threatened them with $5,000 fines. Okay, that's yesterday. Now, here it is. You can't celebrate America, school says. They said they didn't want to offend anyone from other countries or immigrants. A 16-year-old member of the student council told me that they just really did not want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So, see, that's like they say, don't be a cowboy or a Native American at a Halloween deal. What's that have to do with putting people down? Don't be a geisha girl. They've said at colleges everywhere, you'll be kicked out. That insults Japanese. Don't be a pirate. Don't be a... Again, it's all about we're all off balance. We have no free speech. But government can do whatever it wants. You can have black folks all over the country, because it's seen as trendy now, beating up white people on the street. I mean, you go down to 6th Street, folks, on a Saturday or Friday night, and you walk down by I-35, where 6th Street ends, and I'm going to go do stakeouts very soon when I get some time. I'm going to have my folks sit in cars and videotape this. Every night people are beaten or stabbed or attacked by groups of racist blacks rolling whites and robbing them because it's acceptable to roll whites because whites are the devil. And the whites, of course, don't fight back because they've been taught, if you're long hair and are a trendy, they know, and they test and talk to them. They don't do it to other blacks. They don't do it to other redneck whites. They don't do it to Mexicans, for sure. That's a good way to get stabbed every time down there at night. No, ladies and gentlemen, they do it. I mean, They do it to white trendies who go, come on, bro, I'm down with you. You down with me? And they beat them and take their stuff. So that's what's going on. This is the ultra-political correctness that they've trained everyone through guilt. I don't have any guilt. I've done nothing to anybody. I genuinely hate black racism and Hispanic racism against whites, and I'm so sick of it. Just like when I'd be in East Texas doing a job working for a large animal vet and you'd run into racist Klan people that say, you're not from around here, are you, Yankee? They don't even like the white people in some of those areas where they've taken control. I don't like ignorant gangs of morons who don't stand for anything except the fact that they're in a group. And it's disgusting. But it's kosher to be racist if it's against whites. It's acceptable in this country. And I'm tired of it, and I'm calling it out. And the media will not cover, other than Drudge Report has forced it out in the last 2 years, blacks attacking people all over the country. Every day there's an article about it. And he saw a university last week that said, oh, whenever there's an APB out about a black person attacking somebody, don't say the race if it's black, because we don't like hearing black males seen carjacking, black males seen robbing. Because that's politically, you know, incorrect to say we're on the lookout for a black male driving a red truck. Now, if it's a white male driving a red truck, or a Hispanic male driving a red truck, or an Asian male driving a red truck, that's okay. But do not say a black male. And do not have a Celebrate American Values Week, which we need. What are American values? It isn't bombing brown people and having checkpoints. They said they didn't want to offend anyone from other countries. The student council at Fort Collins High School has proposed having a day to celebrate the United States during next week's Winter Spirit Week. No. Spirit needs to be like celebrating Justin Bieber or something, or Obama. The young people pitched Mercia Monday and invited their classmates to dress in patriotic colors. I know what that means. Their proposal was promptly shot down by administrators as hurtful. They said they did not want to be exclusive to any one country. Exactly. You cannot talk about America in America. It's offensive. And this is not just some spot-checked point going on here. This is happening everywhere. It's not just some rare thing. Look at this article out of the Associated Press. It's finally, this happened 2 years ago, it's happening nationwide, finally making it into court. Students sent home for wearing U.S. flag shirts on Cinco de Mayo get day in appeals court. Racial tensions and gang problems were plaguing the North California High School. No, the illegal aliens were attacking people that said they were Americans. Where three students arrived for class in 2010 wearing American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. Unpleasant verbal exchanges. That's how un-American, or the word is, people always say, be tolerant. Oh, well, the illegal alien kids, guaranteed, they're so intolerant of the American flag. I mean, you have a Cinco de Mayo day or one of these illegal alien marches. I got the video raising the kids up. Mexico, Mexico, we're taking over. Down with the gringo. The plan of San Diego. Well, I know what the plan of San Diego is. A plan to kill all white males 16 and up. And people are wearing plan of San Diego shirts. That's like a Klan shirt saying kill all blacks. I've gone out and protested the Klan probably 15 times. But the Klan doesn't say kill all the blacks, at least in public. Texas High School apologizes for fans' USA chant after basketball game. NBC News. See, I told you. There it is. We're not making this stuff up. It's total tyranny. It's beyond political correctness for total control. You can't wear American flags. What do the illegals do when Bush was trying to get amnesty and they had a PR firm for the Republicans in Dallas? It came out in the Dallas Morning News. Fund all the illegals in that big 2007 march that backfired with the Mexican flags. They were handing out American flags. They threw them down because Mexico is a very old-fashioned country, very into their sovereignty. Can you imagine if 30 million Americans moved to Mexico and started running around waving American flags? You'd get shot, even though there's not a lot of guns in Mexico. And people say, well, this was Mexico, and it was France, and it was Russia, and it was Spain, and it was British. Different parts of the Southwest, from Texas to California, belonged to, it was a free-for-all, fighting the natives to see who could get it. And again, folks, I'm not against Hispanics, except the fact they're being brought up here as clients of the Democrats to vote for socialism and more open borders and to break the back of the country. And Sotomayor comes out and says it's mean to say that illegals are illegal. Sotomayor, labeling illegal immigrants criminals is insulting. They take our hospitality and literally turn it into a joke. I can't go to Mexico and get a baby paid for. They'd laugh at me. They've taken America's wide openness and some of America's problems from the past. And let me give you news. All cultures are racist. All cultures are tribal. They've always been that way. And the multiculturalists come along and say, we're going to end all that. But they only do that to get rid of the old dominant culture and bring in a globalist plastic culture where they divide everyone and play everyone off against each other. And expanding. They want to get rid of the culture of small businesses, of barter, of lemonade stands. Here it is in the news today. What's the point of regulating lemonade stands? Why is there a program this week reports nationwide to shut them down? Why can't girls sell cupcakes? Why are they doing this? Why is this happening? Because they're shutting down normal human sales, normal human activity for the big box stores with the Foxconn slave goods. The globalists want us to all live in a prison. Can you sell stuff in the prison outside of the commissary? No, it's illegal, though it still goes on. We all live in a prison. That's what America's converting to. That's what the New World Order is a prison planet. Everything you see in the prison, the groping, all of it.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
Imagine if Kurt Vonnegut 40 years ago would have have written a future dystopic novel about America in 2014 where the NSA openly spies on everybody, nobody gets in trouble, even though it's totally illegal, where football games are rigged, where Al-Qaeda is openly run by the government, but they take our rights away in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, where the TSA sticks their hands down our pants and saves the images and admits that it's not stopping any terrorists, where the Supreme Court justice openly says she wants to ban guns, and openly the Democrats say they're bringing in illegals by the tens of millions to vote to take our guns and make us political slaves, and says it's not friendly and it's, quote, insulting to call people that are here illegally criminals. And it's insulting not to legalize them all and give them free everything when the country's going completely bankrupt and they're clearly a client state to take us over. And it's the same thing with Obamacare. Yo, it's racist to not be for Obamacare. It's just because you don't like Obama, his approval rating's dropping because you're racist. No, it says it's going to double and triple and quadruple the prices. It says it's going to kick kids off their existing plans. It's going to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage. It's going to be a tax to foreign banks that own the insurance companies. And the Supreme Court ruled that. It's written to create death panels and literally kill people. And the liberals are like, good, as long as I keep getting my freebies right now, kill people. Kill me later. I mean, if you like all the screw jobs that you've already gotten, if you enjoyed all those, you're really going to enjoy this. You're never going to hear Miss La Raza, Miss the Race, Miss Hispanic Supremacist talk about Gardasil shots sterilizing the women of Mexico. She's from Puerto Rico, right? They're doing it to Puerto Rican women as well in Puerto Rico. You're never going to hear her talk about abortions targeting Hispanics. You're never going to hear her talk about aspartame being so bad for Hispanics and the diabetes being up 3,000-4,000% in Hispanics. No, it's all going to be, I'm for your Raza. I'm a Latina woman. I know everything, and we're going to fight the racists. Blah, 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 blah. Total and complete garbage. Total and complete bull, you know what. Total and complete race politics, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute garbage. But the Mexicans, because that's mainly Mexicans, 80% of the illegals pouring in from Latin America, almost all of those are Mexican, that are pouring in here are being taught in the Mexican schools, in the Ford Foundation-funded textbooks, that America is evil and racist and bad. And you turn on MSNBC, and it's the same thing, to create division, because the Democrats are the party of race, the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And they know what they're doing. And the Republicans are bought and paid for, too. That's why we're done until we fully admit what's going on and don't apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Remember the illegals rioting all over the country, pulling down American flags at post offices and stuff, stomping on them? Well, it's racist if you're not for it. And I watched those hippies on 6th Street. Turns out there's news reports of people getting beat up. It is being covered locally. But they won't say it's racial. And they sit there and beg on the camera, I'm down, bro. I'm down. I hate myself. I hate being white. Please don't beat me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. As the black pygmy group, and I would say that it was white guys, like the Oompa Loompa group, six Oompa Loompas with their girlfriends laugh as the two white trendies beg and plead and are kicked and stomped on the ground. Come on, bro, I'm down. I'm down. I'm down. Well, good. Slit your throat then, whites. Prove it. All whites, kill yourselves to prove you're liberal and trendy. You probably will. So.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.